presented by ExxonMobil.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Playbook co-author Ryan Lizza. It's March 5th, Super Tuesday. Here's what's driving the day. Let's start with one intriguing takeaway from the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday that states cannot use the 14th Amendment to exclude Donald Trump from the ballot. Only Congress can. Well, there could be a ticking time bomb lurking in that opinion. Josh Gerstein, Kyle Chaney, and Zach Montalero point to the following scenario. Let's say Trump wins in November and Democrats control at least one branch of government. What happens if on January 6th, 2025, some Democrats who believe that Trump is ineligible to serve refuse to count Trump's electors by citing the 14th Amendment and the Supreme Court's decision empowering Congress to enforce it? That would amount to a reversal of what happened in January 6th, 2021, with Democrats using a sort of fringe legal theory, although one supported by this opinion, to try and prevent the victor in the presidential election from taking office. Next up, Speaker Mike Johnson and fellow Republicans are taking a hot-button national issue and a local tragedy in Georgia to the House floor later this week. The Rules Committee meets later today to tee up the Lake and Riley Act, named for the nursing student who was allegedly slain by an undocumented immigrant last month. The bill, sponsored by Representative Mike Collins, a Republican from Georgia, would expand federal powers to order the detention of migrants accused of crimes and give states the ability to sue the federal government over immigration harms. Finally, to help us understand what to look for tonight when the Super Tuesday results roll in, we're joined by senior Politico columnist and politics bureau chief, Jonathan Martin. All right, J-Mart, you've got a look this morning in your latest column, a sort of uber insidery look about something going on in Texas. Try and explain this one in, 20 minutes or less for our listeners.
Ryan, it's about the Texas state legislature. Don't fall asleep yet, podcast listener.
Oh, man, people turning the knobs.
No, don't do it, because it's about American politics. This is not just a story about what's happening in Austin. This is about what's happening now well beyond Washington, but it's coming from Washington, and that is the total war tribalism of American politics. And we see it play out in D.C., and we obviously see it play out on the campaign trail. But the news is it's really metastasizing into state politics. And it's happening in Texas, perhaps the most important state in the country for the Republican Party. It's an anchor of the national GOP. And they control everything in Texas. It's a one-party state. So, Ryan, all the action has moved under the GOP banner. And guess what? They're not getting along that well. There's a lot of infighting. It's almost like a Tarantino movie with, bullets flying in every direction. It's hard to keep track of that there's so much open fire.
Given that it's Texas and the GOP, you're not talking about actual bullets, are you?
No.
Not yet. All right.
Metaphorical one so far. But here's where it gets interesting, I think, is the Speaker of the Texas House, who's a conservative Republican, is being targeted for a primary and is, in real danger, in part because he pursued impeachment articles against the state attorney general, also a Republican. And Brian, in the culture of today's tribal politics, primary voters especially don't like that. The underlying facts are irrelevant of the case. You don't go after your own. You go after the bad guys, not the good guys. And so this is a real lesson that the speaker could learn the hard way, is in this moment, you can't do accountability on your side. Your voters don't want to hear about it. And the speaker told me when I talked to him, he said, our voters see Hunter Biden getting away with all kinds of stuff, and they don't want us to go after our own side. They want us to go after the other side. And so he's paying a price for this.
And Jonathan, first of all, it's a great story. Everyone should read it. And it's just, this is coming to a, primary near you if it hasn't already. And in Washington, Jonathan, do you think that this fight in Texas has implications at all for John Cornyn, who has been pretty publicly on one side of this issue, right?
Ryan, I talked to Cornyn about it, and he said to me without any prompting, he said, it looks like Washington politics has infected Austin. So he knows what's going on. He knows that this is this the sort of tribal, polarized, and really, really total war politics moving to state government. And yes, he is involved here because he obviously wants to run for leader in 2024. Well, his biggest antagonist in Texas is Ken Paxton, the attorney general who got impeached. And guess who Paxton's biggest ally is in national politics? Well, it's Donald Trump. So this is a complicated issue. And Paxton wants to run against Cornyn the next time Cornyn is up, which so happens to be when? 2026, which would be the first midterm if Donald Trump is president again. And Cornyn could be the leader on the ballot facing a primary from the sitting attorney general. But
good stuff.
John Cornyn says not so fast because Ken Paxton, as he put it on Twitter, Ken, it's hard to run for Senate if you're in jail.
All right, Jonathan, quick lightning round here at the end. Three issues to watch for today, Super Tuesday. I know the race is a snooze, but anything you're looking at when it comes to Trump-Haley?
Ryan, I've been puzzled that Nikki Haley is not spending more aggressively to actually win a handful of states on Super Tuesday. She's got the money, but she's not using it to buy broadcast TV ads in states like Virginia, Vermont, Massachusetts, with lots of college-educated voters, where she actually could compete with Trump or even maybe beat him in some of those states. I don't know why she's not spending more aggressively. Maybe she's saving it for Nikki Inc. going forward.
California, Super Tuesday in California, which we be watching for? Let's confine ourselves to the Senate race.
Who calls Adam Schiff first looking for his money? Nancy Pelosi for the House or Chuck Schumer for the Senate? Because Adam Schiff is going to be elected the next senator. This race is over. Call him Senator Schiff from now on. Or as Chuck Schumer will call him, DSCC Chairman Adam Schiff.
Interesting. You got to love how Schiff spent all that money building up Garvey as his opponent and then sends out fundraising appeals saying, I'm now in a close contest with Garvey. Send me more money.
What a business, man. And by the way, hold on a second. It kind of blows up the great Schwarzeneggerian idea of campaign and political reform in which you were going to move to a top two system. Because all that did was encourage gamesmanship by people like Adam Schiff, who knew they could use their cash to elevate a patsy Republican in the general.
Excellent point. Finally, Jamar, before we went on, you mentioned something interesting. The uncommitted vote today. What are you looking for there?
So I'm watching organically how many left-wing voters for Tuesday states follow the lead of Michigan and write in uncommitted instead of voting for Joe Biden. And where that happens down to the precinct level, I think will tell us how vulnerable Biden is in blue America, especially in college towns.
Great stuff. Let's get together tonight and trade some notes as the returns come in, man. Where are you going to be watching from?
I'm going to be watching from a secure location.
All right. Good stuff. I'll talk to you soon, sir. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. See you, bud.
And for your schedule today, the Senate and the House are in. And this afternoon, President Biden holds a meeting of his competition council. I'm Ryan Lizza. Thanks for listening.
The world needs ways to reduce carbon emissions. We're working on solutions in our own operations, like carbon capture and clean energy from hydrogen. So who are we? Believe it or not, ExxonMobil. And our solutions could help industries like manufacturing, commercial transportation, and power generation too. Heavy industry with low emissions. Let's deliver. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com.